Soundtrack Radio, bringing soundtracks to life.
Laughs now as famous faces are put through their paces in the first 5 episodes of Celebrity Sketchbook.
Soundtrack Radio.
Hello, I'm Justin Lee Collins. I'm a nutter. My beard's even longer. My hair's even straighter than it was before. And my brain's even more cocked up. I remember learning with excitement. So before I blow up into a star, I'm going to hand over
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Night, the complete series 1, or episodes 1 to 5. Celebrity Sketchbook, Christmas Edition.
Hey there, viewers, and welcome back to Radio 91.9. It's the Christmas special, and we're about to play Band-Aid, one of the classics of the era. Personally, I hate it, so please don't be annoyed with me if I start flicking through the song and talking over it, because that's probably what I'm going to do. Here we go.
Ding, dum, 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 ding.
Is there a God?
It's Christmas time.
Oh.
See, it sounds so much better now that I've fixed it.
Merry Christmas, you.
Dum, 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 ding.
Billy Connolly meets the Queen. Part 1. Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Excuse me. Oh, wait, excuse me. Are you Billy Connolly?
Yeah, you got it. How did you know? Let me guess, it was my beard with 258 colours on it, wasn't it?
No, it's because you're from Scotland. That's how I recognised you.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's what they all see.
Anyway, me and the lads are getting a few drinks. Would you want to come to the pub with us?
I'm Scottish, therefore I drink. Let's go! I'll drink you under the table.
Okay, let's sit in these seats.
Okay, fine. I'll go and get the drinks. Yeah, can I have 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please?
Wait, no, I recognise you.
That's what they all say.
You're that footballer, aren't you?
I guess so, yeah.
There you go, mate. That'll be £5.25.
Here's 5 quid. Keep the change. Here's your drink.
Well, it's good that you've made it to our town, Billy.
Thank you.
Well, the truth is that I've got something that I need to tell you. It's from a secret source.
Go on.
You see, I'm an associate that works with royalty. I got an advanced copy of the New Year's Honours list, and I think you might be quite pleased with the results this year.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I still think the following 2 people should get knighthoods instantly. Wayne Rooney and Amy Winehouse.
No, I didn't quite mean that, Billy. I meant it for you.
No. Never even been considered for it before.
Well, you are quite famous, your achievements are quite extensive, and you might be duly rewarded for it this year, with a CBE.
Does that mean I get to meet Her Majesty?
I would think that it is fairly likely that you should meet the Queen.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so happy I've never met her before. No lesson here. I want to get drunk and celebrate, and I'm not going to leave here. Till well after closing time.
Well, oh well, in that case, the drinks are on the government tonight. Cheers.
Christmas Edition.
Lords of the Ring.
Oh, Christmas. Isn't it just the best time, Saruman?
Hey, Gandalf. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh boy, it's a present. I'll open it.
What's this?
Oh my god! It's a golden ring! It's a ring! Oh! Oh, Saruman! It's just what I asked Father Christmas for! Give it here, Paul! I could kiss you!
Go ahead. You know you want to.
Oh!
Glad you appreciate it, Gandalf. You're the best friend as well.
Oh, let's go and walk off into the sunset like in a Hollywood movie. So, where did you get the ring?
Oh, got it from the pawn shop. You know, the one in Hobbiton High Street. I had to push past two obnoxious black riders to get the ring. But I got it in the end.
Celebrity Sketchbook. Billy Connolly meets the Queen. Part 2.
And then I tell my wife to f*** off. I mean, what would you say if you're going 28 miles an hour in Edinburgh?
And I work for the civil service and I haven't got an honour.
Oh, cheer up, pal. I still haven't got one in theory. Of course, I don't really grab publicity.
Oh, don't worry. People like you always win in life. And I only drive a Mini!
You're better than me, pal. I only got a motorcycle!
Oh, that's right.
Change the anthem, that's the wrong one, you bloody heck mouth.
Hey man, but I thought...
Just do it! Ah, that'll do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another, and there have been thousands and thousands in her reign, as she's hundreds of years old, another honours ceremony. And please welcome the first honourer with his OBE for services to stuff, Peter Doherty!
Billy, you're up next.
Yeah?
Please proceed with your OBE, Billy Connolly.
I now pronounce you, Billy Connolly, an OBE.
I don't give a f*** about the night on. I mean, what's the point of it coming out of drag there? Just f*** you mad old girl. God, I feel so delirious. What are those boys coming towards me? I mean, I'm gonna f*** clue what's going on. Oi! Don't stop! Get off me, man! What's going on? Oh, no, I'm gonna die.
Perhaps with a little hindsight, it wasn't the wisest idea to take Billy Connolly down the pub to tell him about his award.
Christmas edition. Adam Hart Davis. Christmas doesn't have to be taxing.
Hello, I'm Adam Hart Davis, and I'm having a glorious Christmas day in my English castle. Now, I've spent all day filling out tax returns. I've never had so much fun, and I'm serious! Apart from that time, of course, when my benefits were taken away. And after all that, I'm feeling a little bit tired. So if you don't mind, the time is 8:30, I think I'll go to bed. It's been so much better than Christmas Eve, where I was reading The Guardian and got cross. Especially when I couldn't do the crossword. It made me angry. And on New Year's Eve, I've got quite a bit of a pressing matter to sort out. The lamp in my local street is just a bit too bright for me. So I'm going to write a stiff letter to the council and complain about it. And I can tell you, self-assessment. Talks doesn't have to be taxing.
Hello, I'm Yusley Collins, I'm an utter, my beard's even longer, my hair's even straighter than it was before, and my brain's even more cocked up. I'm ever learning with excitement, so before I blow up into a star, I'm gonna hand over
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Night. This is Celebrity Sketchbook.
Episode 2.
That football show with Gary Lineker.
Hello, and welcome to Match of the Day. Now, before we show you our first match, we've got an exclusive interview with Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger, who came under controversy this week for his selection policy.
Now, Arsene, your decision to select a woman in your male first team has led every Premiership manager and coach to condemn you. You've made history by doing this. Why on earth do you think that she'll be a good asset to your team, especially with a big game against Manchester United coming up at the weekend?
Well, yes, it's a good question. But as much as you criticised me before the game with Man United, I think she'd be a good asset to our team. It's like looking at her breasts from the touchline with my binoculars. I also think that her big breasts and blonde hair will put on the other team, helping us win matches.
Is there anything else useful about your new signing?
She's got size 42.
Oh.
In fact, they are the size of a football, and she'll even be able to score penalties with them. So if you ask me, she's fit in more ways than one.
You're a very honest man, aren't you, Arson?
Yes, and you've got a big nose, and I don't like your suit.
What a nice bloke. I'll have to offer him some of my Walker's crisps.
Now on Channel 4, it's time for Comic Relief.
Good evening, I'm Terry Wogan, and welcome to Comic Relief. Now it's time for me to say the same thing that I've done every year for the past 2 centuries. And welcome, Putsy. Now people, this is no special teddy bear. He is the mascot, the cog, the heartbeat of Comic Relief. So people, please give it up for Putsy! Now I'm joined on stage by Bob Geldof, a fellow Irishman and hence a fellow prat. So let me ask you your opinion on tonight's show.
Well, to be honest, I totally think it's fish.
Yes, thank you. I agree. Now get lost. Now, let me hold Putsy there and say... Right, audience, this is a hold-up. Give me £5 million or the teddy gets her. Yes, I want £5 million from the Comic Relief Fund or the teddy bear will be decapitated. Shut up. I want my money. Now!
Do you think we could have a million of us?
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Jonathan Ross shows us his favourite films.
Hello and welcome to More Latest Film Review, where today we talk about the new James Bond film called Weapon of Destiny. And this is the first James Bond film in history which is animated, and Sean Connery has been signed to do all the parts, including the bad guys. This is what's the shorthand to say.
I'm really pleased to be doing James Bond again after 200 years. It's been quite a while, but I'm back now.
But Sir Sean, are you disappointed that none of the audience will be able to see your face this time round?
To be fair, some of the younger viewers saw me now. They'd think I was a bad guy. I looked that ugly.
So far, most critics have slated the film for the striking similarities between the voices of each character. Let's now see this short new clip from the film.
So what have you got for me, Agent Q? Now listen here, 007. I've got this new device for you, which should help you kill the bad guys. Oh no, it's Goldfinger. I better get out of here. There he is. Take James Bond from me. Dead or alive. I like my martinis. Shaken, not stirred. So they expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. I don't find you amusing, 007. Whatever you say, Miss Moneypenny.
The film particularly incensed former James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan, who had to say this.
I can't believe Sean Connery got $250 million to do this film. I got a quarter of that to do all four of mine films.
Some movie experts argue that the film has no storyline and that the scenes were all recycled from other James Bond films. But personally, I've never watched any James Bond films, so I don't know, do I?
Scooby-Doo in McDonald's.
Rook, Reggie, Rook, bring Rook.
Oh, I don't know, Scoob. I wanted a McChicken Royale with a milkshake.
I want bigger. I want bigger.
Oh, I know you want Big Mac, but I haven't got the money.
Thanks! It's Ronald McDonald.
You know, I wouldn't be dressed up like this if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Let's go to Burger King. They're better.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Hi, I'm Howard from the Halifax, and I've got something I need to tell you. We're losing our money due to the credit crunch, so send us your savings or we'll give you a punch. Our assets are now the size of a mouse, so pay us your savings or we'll burn down your house. We're begging you please, we're down on our knees, financially speaking we have a disease. We are in a pickle, our bank's going under, so tell us your credit and debit card number. Bank with us or we'll get very nasty, and if you refuse we'll all eat a pasty. Send us your money by registered post, or else we'll kick you behind to the coast. We are a great bank, and I know we'll thrill you. My favourite ice cream is always vanilla. The fact is our assets are not so abundant, and I've just learned I've been made redundant. Screw you, Halifax. I didn't even get a carriage clock. How am I supposed to know what time to sign on? Clock Halifax, go to Bradford in Bingley.
And now we catch up with Gordon Brown, who is speaking in Parliament.
Hello. I'm David Frost. And I talk like this because my jaw is apparently broken. Now it's time to go to Prime Minister's questions from the House of Lords.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now, the first thing I need to say to the House today is that the economical policies will work. The foreign liberties are all in order. And I've spoken to the right honourable people. The ladies are all intact. We will put more money into the judicial NHS and the school finance will all be coherent. Also, may I address the Firefighters Union and must give them all my praise on the legislative qualities, House of Representatives. As well as this, I must also say the educational qualities, hospitals, foundations are sensational of the universities and the financial divisions are absolutely in order. The fact is, I seem to be the only one that is making sense in this building.
Order, order. David Cameron, Conservative leader.
Prime Minister, do you realise what on earth you've just said?
No.
I'll tell you what you've just said. You've said nothing but bullshit.
Thank you, and good night.
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Hello, I'm Justin Collins, I'm an utter, my beard's even longer, my hair's even straighter than it was before, and my brain's even more cocked up. I'm ever learning with excitement, so before I flop into a star, I'm gonna hand over
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Night, the complete series 1, or episodes 1 to 5. This is Celebrity Sketchbook.
Now, word from your Republican leader, John McCain.
My Americans, this is your president-elect, John McCain, leader of the Republican Party. Now, let me start by saying thank you for all people who have voted for me. Together, we'll make America a better place. At least that's what you want to hear. And remember, just because I'm 150 years old, it does not stop me becoming the most powerful person there is. So when you all elect me, I promise to start by carrying out the first three things. Raise taxes, increase oil, and segregate genders and races. Thank you and God bless you all Americans, especially the Canadians. Also, may I just...
See you later, Vera. Hello, mate, what do you want?
Greetings, I'm Maximus Decimus Meridius. And I must consume some meat before I can continue my quest to ancient Rome.
Yeah, my name's Ashley. I run my late father's butchers. And I got all the meat you want, fella. Just tell us the one and I'll get it for you.
Affirmative.
So what will it be, then?
That one over there will suffice.
How many do you want?
I am one man. One will be enough.
There you go, mate. That'll be £3.90.
I cannot interpret what you just said.
It'll be £3.90, fella. Have you got it?
I have 28 denarii. I hope this will be acknowledgeable.
Listen, I don't take any of this euro ish.
This coin is a denarius.
I only take pound sterling, not this crap you got here. Oh, listen, lad. I'm going to Rovers. I'm supposed to shop for lunch 5 minutes ago. So I'll just give you them for free. Just have it.
Thank you. You've been a great servant to a Roman.
Whatever.
Yes, this looks like fresh blood.
All right, just one tetley, please, Betty. Hi, Tyrone. Well, yeah, I didn't have too many this morning. I am Vera, Rita, Audrey, Maria, and this weird guy dressed in a Roman suit. So all in all, quite an ordinary day.
Hello, I'm Adam Hart Davis, and welcome to another boring history show. Now, I'm always out of breath, because I'm old. I spend my free time walking through forests, like this one. So, on last week's show, we talked about Henry III, who reigned for 150 years. But just to emphasise how exciting this show is, we've got a song for you. So... As I walk through the valley where I see many trees, I think of George I, Edward II and Henry III. Queen Vic is perfect and Queen Mary is great, just like James I, Richard III, King John and Henry VIII. And let's not forget Elizabeth and King John. I'm in love with both of these as well as Charles I. Yo, I ain't got class, but I got a cool shirt. And my colleagues agree, I really love James I. Fool, if you like King Alfred or Edward, confess, sir, I can tell you that both of these guys will more than impress you. But if you tune into my show now and do it on time, and today the show will take you back to 1699. I've been spending most my life living in a history paradise. I've been spending all my time walking through a forest paradise. History documentaries are the reason I divorced my wife. Kings and queens and history are the only thing I love in life.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Ross Kemp on trains.
We're recording. Hello, I'm Ross Kemp on trains. And I'm on the verge, next to a busy railway line, filming and viewing trains through my binoculars. Yep, there's the 1047 to Euston. There's the 1105 to Manchester Piccadilly. Oh, what a beauty. It's a vast world out there. You've got to be on your toes with your binoculars as trains come past at deathly speeds of almost 200 kilometres an hour. Right. I've spent 46 hours in the same spot. I'm going to now move down the track to try and get a better view. This is a level crossing. And I'm going to leave my car, which is a Mini, parked here. Okay, I've just locked up the car. It's parked on the level crossing. Now, I'm going to go up this hill and film from the bridge. Woohoo! I'm just catching the M36 now to New Street. Right, I'm now going to turn to the southbound side to see if I can get any northbound services with my binoculars, and it seems that... Oh! Oh! My car! My car! Whoa! Whoa! I thought we'd be perfectly safe on the level crossing! What am I doing? Oh, it's nothing more than a f***ing wreck. God! My grandmother gave it to me, and she got it from her mother. But don't worry, it gives me the perfect chance to film the train as it's crashed. Alright. I'm now waiting for the 1154 to Glasgow.
There is...
Ish, there's four cops after me.
Oh, come back here.
Right, I'm out of here. Crap, I don't have a car. Wait, I've got a better idea. I'll jump on the next train that passes under this bridge and hang on for dear life. Yeah, that'll work. It'll be difficult, but I think I can do it. Right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Drumming out! Now I see why our channel's better than Virgin One.
Hello! I'm Michael Winner, and I've won the race to be the new leader of the Metropolitan Police. I'm delighted!
Oh my God, Officer Winner, you've got to come quickly. One of our most senior police officers has just been shot dead in the street.
Calm down, dear.
Live, we bring you former United States President Bill Clinton at the Republicans at the Democratic State Convention.
Hi, America. Now, the first thing I want to say is that I supported my wife, Hillary, in her campaign to become the first female president of the United States of America. Unfortunately, it did not materialize, so I'll be throwing my support behind Barack Obama at the presidential elections. And Mr. Obama will live in 10 Downing Street. He will become the leader of the most powerful nation in the world. So God bless you all. What country is this again?
It's America, I think.
Right. God bless you all, America.
Gandalf tries to become an apprentice. Gandalf the Grey Wizard gets a grilling from Sir Alan.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. I asked you to go out and make the perfect present for an adult female. And what did you do? You bloody bozed it.
Now, Wizard, your product was anything but magical. Explain to me why.
I'm so sorry, Sir Alan, but I thought the ring would be a perfect present for females. If they put them on their finger, they can be invisible. They'll have magic powers which they can cast over their husbands. I thought it would be the perfect thing.
Right, I've heard enough. You are bleeding, hacked in the head. I can't believe you. You actually thought that would sell. Especially putting a ridiculous price tag like £400,000. I'm not one bit surprised it didn't sell any.
If it's any consolation, Sir Alan, I'll give you a free...
Shut up! You screwed this task up. I'm sorry. You're fired.
But may I just...
Now, get out! You even forgot your bloody broomstick!
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook. Soundtrack Radio, bringing soundtracks to life. What were your teachers like in high school? Were they angry?
What is the meaning of this?
Were they confused?
Don't be so racist, or you'll be suspended with and without pay.
Or just downright contradictory?
This is marvellous, Timmy.
But how dare you insult Einstein? Get in the corner!
I'm already sitting there! That's where my desk is! Are you blind?
It's no wonder he gets flustered.
I'm eating a duck McSip and a mashed potato!
Detention with Mr. Dodd. An all-new series.
What a load of horse!
Coming soon to Soundtrack Radio.
Oh dear!
I don't quite know why I hired you. I must have accidentally ingested mercury or something.
This is Soundtrack Radio, bringing soundtracks to life. Hello, and welcome to The Weakest Link. Let's start the clock. Steve, in the alphabet, what generally comes after B?
C.
Correct. Adam, in the film, what was the name of the sequel to Spider-Man?
Spider-Man 2.
I'll accept. Jesse, what is the name of Postman Pat's cat?
Jessie.
That is correct. I'm disgusted with what is another pathetic round. You couldn't get a single question wrong. We need variety on this show. So, who's got less brain cells than they've got fingers? Whose head has been heading in the wrong direction? It's time to vote off the weakest link.
In that round, Jenny was the strongest link because she knows her alphabet.
Okay, let's reveal who you have voted the weakest link. Steve.
Adam.
Adam.
Steve.
Jesse.
Jessie.
Steve. Why Adam?
Well, he knows too much about films and I don't like that in a bloke.
Adam. Why Steve?
Because he's a woman.
Fair enough. Jesse, why yourself?
I'm bursting for a wee.
Well, it's a tie. And when it's a tie, the strongest link gets to cast the deciding vote. And since I'm the strongest link, and I am on every show, I will decide who is to be voted off. Jesse, you are the weakest link. Now stride off.
Why?
Because in this show, it's votes that count, not intelligence.
I can't believe I was just voted off. I pay my licence fee, and this is a disgrace. I think Adam and Steve should have been voted off because they're disgraceful.
Adam and Steve, your scores are tied, so we shall go to sudden death. Steve, in maths, what is the square root of 1?
Well, maths was never really my strong point. Let's see. 1?
Correct. Adam, in what location will you find the birthplace of the Russian writer Anton Chekhov?
I know this one. I studied drama. It's in southern Russia on the Sea of Azov. The answer is Taganrog.
No, it's Taganrog. That means that, Steve, you are today's strongest link, and you go away with 50 pence, as everybody was adverse to banking today. And Adam, you are the weakest link. You will be sent to the BBC concentration camp in Luton. Goodbye.
Still can't believe I won, just for getting a few questions right. It's the most I've ever won in my life. Yay! Wow! I'm over the moon! Can you tell?
Hello! I'm Yusley Collins, I'm an utter, my beard's even longer, my hair's even straighter than it was before, and my brain's even more cocked up! I'm a ballooning with excitement, so before I blow up into a star, I'm gonna hand over...
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Night, the complete series one,
or episodes 1 to 5.
This is Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Episode 3. Strictly Come Dancing with Medieval Bruce Forsyth.
Hello, and welcome to Strictly Come Dancing. And it's nice to see you. Ah, you f***ing audience. Moving on. Right, now on tonight's programme, 10 celebrities and their partners will all do various dances. From the tango, to the waltz, to the cha-cha-cha and the foxtrot. Now, we've just seen Liam Gallagher dance with his partner Flavia. Let's see what the judges had to say about his dancing. We'll start with our head judge, Len. So what did you think of Liam's performance?
You know, you came out, you tried your hardest. I thought you danced very well. Good effort, son.
All right, we've heard enough of you. Don't say another word. Now let's hear from Craig.
I thought your dancing was dull, out of place and pathetic.
Thank you, Craig. Now let's hear from Bruno and see what he's got to say.
Wow, Liam, you dance with passion. You put your soul and force into it. You really put the heart and soul and passion up the piano. It's with the piano, with the piano, with the
piano. Oh, God. Bruno's overheated again. I'm afraid we're going to have to be without one of our judges for the rest of the programme. Maybe we can get him restored by next Saturday. Now it's time to see our next celebrity dances.
Okay, Liam, tell us how you felt about that last dance.
Yeah, you know, I've just got to follow the advice of the judges, keep my feet in the right position, have my hands straight where I need them. But I tell you, I'm mad for it. I'm absolutely mad for it.
Hey, kids, it's time for your favourite TV dinosaur.
Hello, kids. I'm Barney, and I'm a loser dressed up in a costume, for which I get paid below minimum wage. Now, kids, I've got a new song for you. Forget all this education I'm gonna sing to you what really matters in life. Here we go. Sing along with me. 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, I don't have a f***ing clue. Ecstasy, marijuana, cannabis and weed. Smoking drugs is all you need.
And cut.
Hey, if I can't get this dinosaur suit off now, I'm gonna lose my head. And give me back my cigarettes.
Hey, Barney, we haven't finished filming yet.
I have. Fuck off. Hey, kids, Santa Claus is not real.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Hello, and welcome to The X Factor. And today, the auditions are taking place in a cathedral. Inside, the excitement is building for the many hopefuls who prepare to sing for our judges, who only do the X Factor to get loads and loads of this. Let's go to our first hopeful.
Hi, Simon.
Good afternoon, sir. And what's your name?
I'm Marmaduke, and I think I've got the X Factor to go all the way this year.
And what song are you going to sing for us?
I'm singing Robbie Williams by Angels.
Okay, when you're ready.
Whether I'm right
that was pathetic. I mean, it was absolutely hideous. Marmaduke, we wanted to hear your audition, not your autobiography. I mean, that noise in the background, it sounded like your grandma was singing with you.
Oh, come on, Si, I was only trying to...
Don't call me Si again, or I'll be forced to cut off your foot. The fact is, you suck. Now get out of my audition room.
Wait, Simon, I don't agree with you.
That's because you're Irish.
Come on, Simon, there's no need to be homophobic. Listen, Marmaduke, I don't care what he said. I liked it. I really felt the passion and heart in it. I loved it so much, I just can't come to terms with it. I mean, it was amazing. I can't sit anymore. It was just incredible. I can't stop crying. I can't control myself. I don't know what's come over me, but it was just so beautiful. It was incredible. I'm being over emotional, which sums up the X Factor. Oh.
Okay, I've had enough of this. Get security. Okay, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for tonight. So for me, David Dibbleby, and the rest of the panel, thank you and good morning.
Now it's time for Question Time Extra.
Hello, I'm Justin Lee Collins. I'm here. I'm from Bristol. I've got a long beard. I'm an utter nutter. And I'm presenting Question Time Extra. 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 On tonight's programme, we've got a lot of happy fans and supporters of this great show. I'm going to speak to one of them now. Tell me your name.
Hi.
And what do you think of the programme?
Oh, David Dibbleby, so sexy. Oh, I want to give them sex with him. Woohoo!
Thank you. What an opinion. She is a great lady. Now let's go over to this guy. Tell us your name, what you thought of the programme.
Yes, my name's Christopher. I thought it was absolutely fantastic and sensational. And I wish I could kiss and snog David Dibbleby. Oh, he rocks my world.
This guy gave me the creeps, but I still like him. God, I'm loving it so much that I feel I could just right now sing the Question Time theme. So here it goes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't that great? I thought it was freaking awesome. Yeah, thank you all for your applause and appreciation. We'll be back after the commercial break. And with more reaction than the last episode of Question Time, here on Question Time Extra.
And this is my mother's funeral next week to watch this show, Justin.
Good one. If I was watching myself, I'd do the same thing too. Woohoo!
Now it's time for some quality TV.
Oh, I'm Johnny Vegas. And I'm a comedian from St. Helens, apparently. Now, I went to this toilet the other day and left my cocaine in here. But I think there's still a good chance that no one's nicked it. Oh, this f***ing technology. Why can't I just open the door? Forget the coin crap. I've lost my cocaine. Have you? Cheeky monkey. Right, I'm going to see if it flushes itself up. I'm a cheeky monkey. No, what if I try it on the toilet paper? Cheeky monkey! Right, I'm gonna see if it's in the sink. Cheeky monkey! No, it's just there. Cheeky monkey! Now who the fuck would be calling me at this time? Let's see, hello? I've got an offer from Hollywood to be the starring man in the latest blockbuster.
Oh,
I've lost my cocaine. That's more important. And I'm a cheeky monkey. Oh, I've had enough. I don't think I'm gonna find it. I'm getting hick out of here. And you know, I forgot to tell you, I'm a cheeky monkey.
Hello, I'm Archbishop Ray Williams, and I'm searching through channels on my television set, trying to find an appropriate TV program to satisfy my requirements. Songs of Praise. That's boring. Something better, please. A boxing match. That's not violent enough for me. A documentary on volcanoes. I'd rather be a Jew. Okay, I've had enough of this. Let's now try BBC One, and you better impress me. Oh, Dale Winton, one of my heroes. I'm going to watch this because I'm so enthusiastic because I love this. Go on, beat the walls, you.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Lords of the Ring.
You can terrorize us all you want, Dark Wizard,
but you shall never possess the ring.
I have all the forces of Mord at my disposal. How then will you, Gandalf, say that I shall never have the ring?
Because I traded it for 2 VIP tickets to see the Spice Girls on their world tour.
That sounds so exciting. Please, may I be your accompaniment to it?
As it happens, Dark Wizard, I was going to invite you to it anyway.
Well, that is fantastic. I've always been a big fan of them.
They turned me on as well.
Tell me, Gandalf, when is the event?
Dark Wizard, it is at Gondor Square Gardens, a week on Wednesday.
Well, I think we better book our flight soon, or the seats might be sold out.
Fine, but I don't want to fly on an eagle again.
I am so happy we got rid of that blasted ring.
You said it. So, get everything Frodo will find a wife to marry.
Who cares? I just want to marry all 5 of those beauties on stage.
Ah, what an amazing night, Saruman.
Indeed. So, Gandalf, are you coming round to my tower next week? That, without doubt, was the best night of my life.
I think we should go and see Backstreet Boys next time.
The Lords of the Ring was an Axe production. That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
You're listening to Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Night.
This is Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Episode 5.
Now here on Sky One, we go back into the past and show you a special clip of Michael Parkinson from 1980.
Welcome to the King of Chat. This is Parkinson.
Hello and welcome to Parkinson. Today, I've got 3 of the most amazing guests. Let's see who they all are now. On the sofa tonight, we've got a boxer, a gangster, and a Jedi who claims to be 900 years old. Okay, let's speak to our first guest. So you tell us your name is Rocky Balboa.
AKA the Italian Stallion.
Yes, whatever.
Yeah.
Now tell us about your latest film. I believe it's called Rocky 2.
Yeah, it's called Rocky 2 because Rocky 1 came out first.
I mean, just looking at your body, you seem very healthy and fit. For your age, you've got no marks on you and very big, muscly forearms. Tell us how you got the body you've got now.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't worked out once in my life, and basically, I've just taken steroids every day for the last 5 years. That's why I look so sexy and muscly.
But just tell us, how come you've got no lacerations or bruises or cuts on your arms and your body?
I didn't actually do any of the stunts. We get this stunt guy in who does all the action and punching. So all I do is a few talking lines, because that's the only talent I've got. Yeah. Me and the crew forced him at gunpoint to have plastic surgery so he'd look more like me.
So basically what you're telling me is you're just a drug-taking weakling.
Yeah.
More later in the show.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Clarkson, here to show you some more fast cars. On today's Top Gear, I've got another motoring experiment, so let me show you where I was. I'm here in Great Yarmouth, down in Cornwall, and on today's demonstration, I'm going to run my fastest speed while racing a Ferrari. Here at Top Gear, we know you all like unpredictable, interesting races, so here's a classic example. Okay, it's time to rock and roll. In less than 1 minute's time, I will run over the starting line while the Stig is driving this super Ferrari. The finish line is half a mile down that way. We're about to prove which machine is the faster. 3, 2, 1, go! Wait, stop, stop! The car's disappeared! Where's the car? What? He's finished. But I've only ran 5 yards. You must be having a laugh. That's not fair. I want a rematch. I want a rematch. That's it. I'm off to drive over some precious peat bog.
This is Parkinson.
Okay, let's go on to guest number 2 before I have a fit. Now, first thing I've got to ask you is why on earth are you called the Godfather?
I'm afraid if I told you the answer, I'd have to kill you and all the audience too.
That's nice. So what's your favourite TV programme?
I gotta tell you, my favourite TV show is Sesame Street. The big yellow bird makes me laugh.
Well, let me thank you again for coming on today, Godfather. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, dude, you better not be breaking our deal. You promised to interview me for a minimum of 2 hours. I hope you got some good last words.
No, please don't kill me. You can't do this now. It was you who promised me exclusive access to the best brothel houses in Italy. Just calm down. Let me interview the next celebrity first, and we'll come back to you.
I got no problem with that.
More later in the show.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Ora tanbin, arupai.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's flight to San Francisco. My name's George, I'm gay, and I'm going to be your flight attendant.
Hi, I'm a bat. What's your name?
Bean. Mr. Bean.
I like the view. It's nice. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
You know I'm going to USA to film documentary on culture. I gotta tell you, I'm so excited. USA. Do you want to go to the back of the plane with me?
Yeah.
My seat is so far away, I cannot see it.
Hey, gentlemen, would you mind sitting down?
Go shoot yourself. I'm so glad I choose British Airways to fly to USA. But I can't seem to open the door. Help me, Azamat.
Excuse me. I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'm afraid you're not authorized to handle any of the food.
Cough, cough.
Listen, ladies. If you can't stop swearing, I'm afraid I'm going to have to eject you from our flight.
But if my ass is kicked off this sky train, then I will not be able to do my documentary on USA.
Now, I'm not going to ask you again. Just go and sit down in your seats.
Oh, time to give Teddy his coffee.
And I'm going to go and watch one of my favorite Kazaki films. It always makes me laugh.
Ross Kemp on Bridges.
Hello, I'm Ross Kemp on Bridges. Now, I'm currently standing on top of Tower Bridge in London. On a Sky One, they'll give me a 300% increase in my wage. Well, put it this way, it won't be Ross Kemp on Bridges. It'll be Ross Kemp on Obituaries.
This is Parkinson.
So you're telling me you're 900 years old and you were called Yoda in the first Star Wars film?
Yes, that is right, Michael. I was Yoda. My name is Yoda in the first Star Wars film, and I was a Jedi.
Hey, be careful with that. You nearly had my toupee off.
I'm sorry. I usually use Adam William Shatner.
And I believe there's another Star Wars film coming out later this year as well, isn't there?
Yes. Don't tell anyone at home, but I die in it.
Don't worry. We're not going to tell anyone at home that Yoda dies in the next Star Wars film. I wouldn't break a secret like that, would I?
No.
And now I think it's quite safe to say that you're a very ugly monster. So I assume in your 900 years you've never had a girlfriend.
Actually, I've had 412 girlfriends.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's impossible. I bet they're all blind.
As it happens, they all were. Except for one, who was blind and deaf. One of them was Princess Leia, when she had a bandana on, but no one's supposed to know that.
Just shut up, I've heard enough of you. Okay, we're going to commercial break now. See you when we get back.
Hey, dude, we had a deal.
No, don't shoot me. Ah! Oh! Quickly, call a fake ambulance.
Use the force, Michael.
Alright, stay still, Mr. Parkinson. Try not to move. Just relax. We'll get to hospital in 20 minutes.
Yes, but before you take me to hospital, I've got to start by asking you, how long have you been a paramedic? And has it been an interesting career for you?
Yes, Michael, I've been a paramedic for 20 years.
That's interesting.
Yo!
I am the Prime Minister.
Yeehaw!
What I'm saying
is give war a chance.
Let's go to war, I can't wait.
All we are saying,
I'm with him, obviously,
is give war a chance.
Everybody's talking about the army, the navy, their courage, their bravery. The killing is thrilling and somewhat fulfilling, and the blood is spilling. Am I not the best president ever?
All we are saying.
Well, am I?
Is give war a chance?
Absolutely, without question.
All we are saying.
Okay, let's go, go, go.
Is give war a chance?
Everybody's talking about Sudan, Iran, Darfur, Kabul, Zimbabwe, Harare, and Antarctica. I mean North Korea.
I love you, George. Let's kiss.
All we are saying.
So much better than Lincoln.
All we are saying.
Who is Abraham Lincoln?
Is give war a chance.
Join me for Teletubbies, Gordon.
All we are saying.
Last one's there, hot potato.
Is give war a chance.
Mr. President.
Okay.
All we are saying.
I wish I wasn't Scottish.
Just give war a chance.
Okay, next week we invade Alaska.
Good idea.
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook. Original sketches and idents are by Adventures in Audio and Axe Productions. Sketches and episodes written by Astrid Jones, starring Brian Seal, Dan Seal, Corinda Hartley, with music written by Astrid Jones. All characters in the episodes do not represent people in real life. Visit www.soundtrackradio.com. Join the Soundtrack Radio in partnership with OneRadio.org and Channel 107 Facebook group.